This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is downplaying expectations for a second summit next week with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, but predicts it'll be a very exciting couple of days. He says North Korea can become an economic powerhouse eventually.
Their location between Russia, China, and South Korea is unbelievable. I think that North Korea and Chairman Kim have some very positive things in mind, and we'll soon find out.
He will meet with Kim and Vietnam as a follow-up to their first summit in Singapore last summer. Mr. Trump also said that he spoke with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday about the upcoming talks, and he will call Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday. President Trump says there is no magical date for reaching a trade deal with China, saying again the March 1st deadline for new tariffs could be put off. Mr. Trump had set the deadline for hiking tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10 to 25% if no trade agreement is reached. Talks resumed Tuesday in Washington between lower-level deputies from each side before senior-level talks would take over on Thursday. A new congressional report says that top White House officials pushed a multi-billion-dollar plan to build nuclear reactors with Saudi Arabia despite warnings.
Because of Flynn's past work on this, there was a conflict of interest. They also raised objections about whether or not they were following the safeguards within the Atomic Energy Act. In particular, they were saying that deciding on that we were going to transfer this technology to a foreign country is something that has to be approved by Congress, has to go through all of these other interagency processes, and according to these whistleblowers, those weren't being followed in the early days of the administration.
AP correspondent Chad Day telling us that ethics officials were concerned that then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was pushing the idea. This is VOA News. Redeployment of opposing forces in Yemen's civil war away from crucial seaports could begin within days, but humanitarian operations are at risk of running out of money in weeks. Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told a meeting of the UN Security Council Tuesday they expect current resources to be used up by the end of March. The UN-coordinated aid operation in Yemen includes more than 250 organizations. The World Food Program is now feeding about 10 million Yemenis each month. Next Tuesday, Sweden and Switzerland are co-hosting a pledging conference in Geneva. President Trump says he will prevail over a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for a U.S.-Mexico border wall.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
16 states, including California, New York, and Colorado, filed a lawsuit Monday alleging the declaration is unconstitutional. Haiti Attorney General Paul Ronce-Villiard denounced and denied rumors Tuesday that he is being pressured to release 8 men armed with the cache of weapons who were arrested Sunday by the national police. The arrest of 8 heavily armed men, 1 Haitian, 2 Serbs, and 5 Americans, shocked the nation already reeling from 10 consecutive days of protest and looting. They are facing illegal weapons charges. Rumors are growing as to the men's motives, and Villiard attempted to answer some of the many questions during a news conference. President Trump signed a directive Tuesday to outline the establishment of the Space Force as the newest branch of the military. Space Policy Directive 4 says the force will adapt U.S. national security to deter aggression and protect interests in space. Last week, the Defense Intelligence Agency released a report that found China and Russia have taken steps to challenge the United States in space by developing weaponized satellites, energy weapons, and surveillance networks. U.S.-led coalition forces are now warning the last remaining Islamic State fighters in Syria to surrender or die. Dozens of trucks appeared on the outskirts of the village of Baghouz Tuesday to evacuate any ISIS fighters who decided to give up along with their families. U.S. and Kurdish-led forces said they will attack after evacuating all the civilians, but U.N. human rights officials say they are concerned about the estimated 200 families holed up in Baghouz. They said that IS fighters are actively preventing women and children from leaving. Thousands of people, including civilians and some suspected foreign fighters who had joined IS, have streamed out of Baghouz in the past several weeks. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.